Yeah, it's a pretty great evening. First of all, the Broadway Theater is such an iconic piece of, you know, sort of almost a legacy now at this point in Nutana, right, in Saskatoon. I mean, every single thing seems to happen there. It's a fringe spot. It's got concerts and, you know, local improv troupes and everything else. So, yeah, it's quite an amazing thing. So when I was asked to come in and see if I could host it, I thought, well, sure, yeah, all right. And then they were like, okay, so could you try to do a bit of a light impression of Ed Sullivan? Because they're wanting to do a whole Ed Sullivan night. And I'm thinking, like, Ed Sullivan, like the, all right, here we are now, all you kiddies down in Christmas land or whatever. Like, it was he's a very interesting speaker. And he had this almost a stiff upper body. Anyway, it's been really quite fun. I've been trying to sort of get some of his little colloquialisms, you know, that he would say.
So, like, did you go back and watch old video of him? Did you know much about him before? Oh, how did you kind of take this on then? Yeah.
Well, that was the thing, because a lot of it, of course, you know, he's so iconic in his own way, because he started what really is now known as late nights, right? So he started that, and he introduced Elvis Presley. He introduced the Beatles. He introduced so many things. I mean, the Doors that were, you know, later banned from the show and everything. But yeah, he really was so iconic that, it was a place for not only musicians, but even comedians and, you know, interesting folks that all sort of, you know, represented that country at that time, you know, in the 50s and 60s. So, yeah, it's been pretty fun actually watching his old stuff on YouTube, really.
Now, are you someone who normally does a lot of impressions, or is this kind of really hard for you to tackle?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I asked right away. I was like, okay, wait. So are these bands that we're introducing, like, are they pretending to be the Beatles or Linda Ronstadt, or is it more of like a tribute to them? Mm-hmm. And Lenore, who's the executive director there, said, oh, no, this is a tribute to all of these things. So it's a really just an encapsulation of the kind of, yeah, the fun of the evening, right? So yeah, it'd be great if you could get his mannerisms down and maybe a couple talking points, but, you know, really it's just going to be a really fun night, I think.
Cool. Well, that sounds awesome. What is it, do you think, about that era and that music, or was it this show that people are so drawn to yet still this many years later?
Right. Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I think a lot of it is because there are so many opportunities for these new and very popular bands to finally be seen. Because a lot of the times, you know, I mean, even with someone like Elvis Presley would be doing, you know, tours all around. I mean, Johnny Cash, he would famously come up to Saskatchewan and tour and play and all these kind of things. But unless you saw him live, you only had his record, or you had his, you know, like nowadays, obviously, you'd be able to see a video, or you'd see all these kind of, you know, real life interviews. But back then you never could. So this would be your first opportunity to see who these artists were. And I think that was a big thing. And it made a massive impact, obviously, on people. And they remember where they were when they first saw the Beatles. I mean, my dad witnessed the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Really, like he was saying, oh yeah, no, we all gathered around the living room, you know, something out of like a Norman Rockwell painting, and turn the television on, and there they are. And immediately he goes, and the Beatles, and everybody just screams, and they sing, you know, like three songs, and then that's it. They're like, all right, thanks a lot, see you later. And you're like, wow, that was it, right? But I think there's a lot of fun to it. And I also think there's a sense of it being a bit off the cuff and a bit live. Now, back then, obviously, there was, you know, strict adherence to certain censors and everything else. But I think even the late night kind of formula was being created at that time. So people sort of went, well, maybe let's push the boundaries this way or ask these kind of questions. And, you know, it's just, I think it harkens back to an era there's almost a purity to it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I completely feel what you're saying. I think this was back when you know, you didn't have as much accessible information. Now you know where everybody's touring. They fell on the stage. I mean, you, like you say, yeah. You got a little glimpse of who they were, what it was, and you wanted so much more. It was like larger than life rock stars that weren't so accessible. And it even seems too like the music of that time was. I mean, now you've got again computers. You can layer vocals. You can do all this. But these people were really amazing performers. And when they went on, they just did it. They did it once, and they had to nail it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I really love, because I mean, even in this evening here, we're gonna have, you know, we're gonna have variety acts, because back then, much like even you watching Jimmy Kimmel. And these kind of things, they'll have a strange guest that comes in, and they do these, you know, they'll do these like almost like a variety act where, you know, someone will come in. And back when Ed Sullivan was around, of course, there'd be people that would come in and go, okay, well, here's John Charlie from, you know, Tennessee, and he's a world famous dog handler, and you know, you'd have like these dogs, and they'd go through hoops and everything else, and people in the audience were all nice and polite and going, wow, that's really amazing. And then they, you know, and you think like, what am I watching here? It's such an interesting variety show. So that's something that the Broadway Theater this Friday will be, you know, captivated audience with, lots of different funny little variety shows, and there's a silent auction and everything else too. It's going to be a pretty great evening, I think.
Wow, well, wonderful. You've teed it up nicely, and you're absolutely right. As you said, all the proceeds going to help out the community-owned and operated Broadway Theater, which is such a big part of our community. So for tickets and info, you can go to our website. Keep listening. We've got more tickets to give away. But Leon, good luck on Friday, and really appreciate you kind of opening, peeling back the layers here for what we're going to see on Friday night.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Gregor. That was great.